let's dig back into this, because there's a couple more things that we want to talk about with Lil Nas X in this situation that's heating up with Lil Nas X and Boosie. So for those of you who haven't, you know, seen it or don't pay attention to social media like that, that's what we at the Big Mic Drop are here for. That's what we're here for. Pay attention to it. So let me pull it up here. All right, so Lil Nas X kind of, I guess, out of boredom, decides to start poking the bear, and he releases this video on his Twitter. And I'm going to tell y'all something about this video.
So I've been working on this song with Lil Boosie.
Now, I want y'all to see him so y'all can see his face. I don't just want y'all to hear the voice. I want y'all to see his face. So here we go. This is Lil Nas X on his IG Live, it looks like.
So I've been working on this song with Lil Boosie, bro. I had this song with Lil Boosie coming to come out. Shit, fire, ain't gonna lie for it. Goddamn, song with Lil Boosie finna come out. Song with Lil Boosie finna come out.
Okay. That's what initiated the firestorm. Lil Boosie wasn't out riding around on the back of a pickup truck looking for sissies to lynch. He wasn't. So, you know, I hope the narrative doesn't get spent that way.
Right.
But this is what perpetuated the whole situation. Lil Nas X comes out and basically lies and says that he got a song coming out with Boosie.
Hold on.
Now, you knew that was a motherfucking lie before you got on live and said that shit.
And it was unprovoked on Boosie's end.
Man, let me get that phone number popping, man. Let me get that phone number popping. My bad, folks. Look, man, the question going to be a little wild, man. It's going to be a little wild, but it's just the way my mind think. Y'all just going to have to learn to get with it. But this is what I got out of the whole thing. Do Satan worshipers deserve special treatment? Is this Treat of Satan a special day? Give us a call, 515-605-9708. But Lil Nas X gets a chance to go on his social media and tell an all right, bold-faced lie.
It's picking.
About this man, picking. But then, now he's going to kind of fold up into victim mode. He's going to kind of seclude, withdraw into victim mode. Because Boosie, who's a real G, we know this, Boosie had this to say. So this is what Boosie said. And look, if you're sensitive and you don't like hearing derogatory terms, like I said, cut it off, cut it down, whatever you need to do. This is Boosie. Stop trolling me, F. That's faggot. LOL. You a whole bitch playing with a gangster. Shaking my head. You can keep sucking D and getting F'd in your A in peace. And hashtag, you hate yourself. I would, too, if I was you, LOL, Nas X. If you hashtag commit suicide, you would do this world a huge favor. Nobody wants you here. Was Boosie wrong for his response? We got a caller on the line.
What it do? What it
you
do?
You on a Big Mic Drop, man. What's up? What's happening, Corman, the guy? That guy. What's up, man? What's poppin'?
Man, I hate I've been missing, but hey, hustling is real. That's all I can tell you.
Hey man, do your thing, brother. Do your thing. what's good? Talk to
me. Well, I'm just really tripping off that whole subject because people don't know the difference between real and fake. Trolling is just the new just thing, man. Troll it. See, Everything is going to be fine and dandy to this trolling stuff going to get somebody hurt one day. That's what's going to wind up happening.
Right. Because, see, basically, it gives you the opportunity to sit in the comfort of your own home and approach and pick with people that you probably wouldn't even approach.
Right.
I guarantee you, he wouldn't even approach Boosie and his entourage if they saw each other in public.
Would not. would not.
No. I guarantee you, if Lil Nas X sees Boosie in public first, Boosie will never know Lil Nas X was there.
He's going to go the other way.
He's going
to
go the other
way. Gonna go the other way.
He's going to go the other way. But keep on, Carmen.
But now, on the other hand, now I always have to be fair about stuff. On the other hand, now we got to be honest.
Yes.
You got to look at Lil Nas X as a big wooden spoon. He always stirring up stuff. And the fact that we even sitting up here talking about it proves the point of trolling is real. You understand what I'm saying? Period. Period, point blank.
Right.
So, you know, attention is just that. He wanted some, he got it. Eddie? What? I mean,
well, I'm between Lizzo taking the shit on IG Live and Lil Nas X and whatever they got going on for the week. I'm going to be honest.
Lizzo did what?
I think Lizzo was on IG Live taking shit. O'Shea put it on the show. I think Lizzo took a shit on IG Live on the toilet.
You know, God.
Dad, look.
Why?
Look, I know the whole thing is vulgar. I know it's vulgar. It's vulgar. There's nothing we could do about it. I'm sorry.
It is something we can do about it. We can take our damn social media like we take everybody else's.
I mean, look, we're at a crossroads. We're at a crossroads. Y'all going to make me get to my final thought before my final thought because all of this plays into people discuss this tonight, and then I'll let everybody know my real final thoughts on it. You feel me? Because what it is this is the silent weapon. And I don't want to throw people off. But this is the silent weapon. Social media, the ability to get your mind off of real shit and put your mind on a track to fake shit. At will.
Exactly.
Tenille Evans says, Boosie not playing. He need to leave Boosie alone. Everybody not going to accept his gay agenda. It's okay. That does not mean we dislike them. We just don't agree with their lifestyle. Absolutely. Absolutely. Shout out. Look, man.
And let me just say, I'm okay with Lil Boosie's response because I would rather him say those derogatory things as a rebuttal than to go and blow this dude's brains out. Because you never know what's on a person's mind. People get tired of you at a certain point.
Right. I mean, especially when you start digging into their pockets and taking from them.
Right.
So that's why I named it, that's why I titled the show this, Is Boosie Being Set Up? Because I think Boosie should really just block this dude, period, and just relegate this guy to the annals of hell. And that's no pun intended.
Yeah, he might have to really Jay-Z him, you know what I'm talking about? Because you can't let everybody, you can't let everybody strike your match, man. You can't.
No.
You can't. And he's somebody that he know he gonna set some fires when he say stuff like that. He know this. And people gonna pick it up and run with it and keep his name in their mouth. So that's what this all about. He must have an album
We had somebody else show up. We had somebody else show up in the mix. I'm going to go on and put it up. Okay. Daddy X, Lil Nas X's dad.
I've seen that.
Now he posted, this is Lil Nas X's pops. Of course, you can see it on the screen. He said, how the hell are you a gangster rapper? It's not pronunciated right. How the hell you are a gangster rapper? Promoting drugs, gun violence, degrading women, and getting high every video, talking about you are for the kids. Man, sit your old man looking ass down. The game has passed you. Not passed, P-A-S-S-E-D, but P-A-S-T-U.
Hmm.
We real bankhead over here. Not like the guy who claims it. Champion.
Hmm.
So now they're going to bring bankhead into it.
Hmm.
So he's dead if I got a little sugar too.
No.
Look,
you got to go back.
Churn,
you got
churn, man. She getting churned, man.
You got to return back. You got to rewind that back, man. Because I've been telling folks about this Southern lady, this Southern charm lady way of saying that you a sissy. So go back and say, what he got?
a little sugar?
He got a little sugar in his tank. Isn't that the way the old... Hey.
How would he even intervene in some children's mess? Because he's probably old enough to be Boosie daddy, just like he's his son daddy. Why he even saying anything?
Yeah, I mean, look, Lil Nas, like, honestly, man, you need to be trying to, like, get your son out of the Satanism. That's my thing.
And I really didn't have
a problem with what the dude was doing. He's right. Just like any other little dude running around here doing what he's doing. But the whole Satanism thing, it just added a disturbing twist to it to me.
That didn't even disturb me, Mike. What disturbs me the most about him is, like you say, he's really causing Boosie to pretty much be canceled, and he's the one starting all of this. Do what you do for your artistic, whatever you want to do. But don't involve other people when you're going to cause them to take a loss. That's what bothers me. He can worship Satan all day, I don't care. But don't do all this other stuff that's involving other people.
But see, New York ain't got a day for him. That's what I'm saying. Like, we got to actually sit back and celebrate a Satan worshiper. I'd rather celebrate Anton LaVey himself, the Prince of Darkness. If we're going to celebrate a Satanist, we need to celebrate the Satanist.
If he was a straight person doing this, it would not be mainstream.
No.
He's only getting away with it
because
he's part of the community.
Bingo.
Right.
He would have to be an underground rapper had he not been. He would not be mainstream if he was not gay. He would have to be an underground rapper to get away with the stuff he's getting away with.
Man, look, which leads me to my real question of the show. Is Boosie being set up by the community?
Seems like it.
Is Boosie going to be summoned? See, here's where the community is being exposed, in my opinion. So you had, let's just take the last two, three situations. Let's take three situations, okay? Y'all tell me the difference, excuse me. You got DaBaby. You got Boosie. And you got Dave Chappelle. Two of those people can't be canceled. Why can't they be canceled?
Dave Chappelle can't be canceled. Number one, he don't give a fuck. Oh, sorry.
No, you're good.
And the same with Boosie. But the thing I like about it, but people don't realize, on Instagram, a lot of these influencers make money just with every time they post something. So the fact that Lil Boosie has had his Instagram taken away, that's taking money from his pocket.
Well, here's the deal. Boosie has a dedicated real fan base.
He does. That's why he can't be canceled. That's the same with Dave Chappelle.
Yeah. And DaBaby's
the only one that's going to hurt from this probably.
And that's what caught out saying. They're independent. You know what I'm saying? They're independent. See, DaBaby made his money off of these people. DaBaby went mainstream, and mainstream is what feeds DaBaby.
Right.
Same thing with
exactly.
Nick Cannon. See, these dudes are being... These dudes that are being mainstreamed, those are the ones that are hurting. Hey, look, man, for some reason I did not do the whole time for this phone line, so I'm going to have to close this show. Carmen, I'm going to get you to call right back. I'm going to end this episode and create another one, okay?
Handle your business, brother.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, give me one second, man. I don't know what I was.